Maybe some of you can connect with that. Maybe a lot of us in this room have had parents that told us, you know what, you're a mistake. You weren't even supposed to happen. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hands, but how many of you have felt that betrayal? How many of you have felt the deep pain that is associated with betrayal? Now that you know some of the personal things in her life, make sure you share a hug or something next time you see her, because it took a lot for her to do that. Betrayal is a terrible thing, and humans seem to be pretty good at doing it. And we know and we understand as a Christian group of people that that's not the way God intended it to be. But unfortunately, many times we experience that, and most of us do. By the time we're probably 10 to 12 years old, we experience betrayal at some level. And you know, whenever we think about this week and what began with what we celebrate as Palm Sunday, think of the betrayal that Jesus must have felt. When they went into that upper room and had their, what we now know as Last Supper, Jesus knew that Judas Iscariot was going to betray him, give him over to the Roman authorities, and yet Jesus still fed him dinner. And if you remember that story, even after that, Jesus washed Judas' feet. Now, we as people, even though we may major in betrayals, we minor in sharing God's love, don't we? Even though we may major in even unintentionally hurting people, we really minor in stepping out, oh, Eric, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. But I don't have any issue with stabbing somebody in the back, right? Yeah. Yeah. Betrayal is just really deep-seated. I mean, we experience it so early in our life. Many of us, from the time that we can remember from our parents, like Sharon talked about, that betrayal is such a part of our life and who we are that we just think that's the way it's supposed to be, don't we? And you know, this deal with Jesus and Judas, I mean, you know, Judas had walked hundreds of miles with the disciples, with Jesus. Slept under the stars with them at night. Judas was there at the wedding of Cana whenever Jesus turned the water to wine. Excuse me, Judas. Of course, Jesus was there. Judas saw the lame man pick up his bed and walk, and he watched the blind man's eyes focus for the first time in his life. He was there when Jesus shouted for Lazarus to come out of the tomb. And Lazarus came walking out of the tomb. Judas was there in the upper room. And as I said earlier, Jesus washed his feet. You see, betrayal by strangers is hard enough, but betrayal by close friends, by friends like in Jesus' situation where you're with them day in and day out, that's tough, isn't it? That's tough. And you know, when I got to thinking about betrayal, and I thought, why do we remember Judas? I mean, after all, in the Garden of Gethsemane, it seems like all the disciples betrayed Jesus, didn't they? And ran. And then even beyond that, what did Peter do in the courtyard? Aren't you with him, Jesus? No, I don't know him. I mean, some people even believe that third time, it's like Peter was cursing. I don't know that man. Now that sounds like betrayal to me. No wonder. Well, we can even take it a step farther, can't we? Sure easy to say Hosanna when Jesus is coming in as a king that's going to defeat the Romans, isn't it? But it sure is awful easy to say, to be with the crowd, right? And say, "Crucify him!" whenever everyone else is against him, isn't it?